This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We got a whole cornucopia of economic indicators this morning ahead of Thanksgiving, some of which are worth being thankful for, as I said. Durable goods orders were a bit stronger than expected. So, too, were new home sales and consumer spending. Others, not so great. There were more first-time claims for unemployment than expected, and all in all, and as we've been telling you, more than 20 million Americans are still getting some kind of government joblessness help. And here's the thing about that. There is no sign that relief is coming from Congress for this economy. And that means that for millions of people, sometime between Christmas Day and the end of the year, a whole raft of emergency programs that were put into place back in March are going to end. They're going to be done. They're going to be over. So throughout the program today, Marketplace's Justin Ho is going to take us through some of the programs that are going to be ending and what that is likely to do to this economy.
Two programs for the unemployed with a huge dollar impact on the economy are going away on December 26th. I'm talking about pandemic unemployment assistance, meant for people who don't qualify for regular unemployment insurance, say gig workers and part-timers. And also pandemic emergency unemployment compensation, which keeps benefits going after people use up all of their regular state unemployment insurance. An estimate by the Century Foundation found that when those programs expire, the economy will lose about $2.5 billion a week, and 12 million Americans will lose their benefits. In normal times, that would force them to rely on non-cash relief. But some of those programs are going away, too.
Okay, let's pick up again with Justin Ho. Remember, his assignment today, which he chose to accept, was what happens in this economy when the emergency pandemic relief programs Congress passed back in March end, as it looks like they are going to do.
Ever since May, the Agriculture Department's been running a food box program where farmers package up meat, dairy, and vegetables for distribution to people who are facing food insecurity during the pandemic. So far, it's delivered around 120 million boxes, roughly $4 billion worth of food. But that program's set to expire at the end of the year, too, even though food insecurity isn't going anywhere. It affected around 35 million people before the pandemic, according to the USDA. The nonprofit Feeding America found that the COVID crisis could make that number rise to more than 50 million.
We have had Justin Ho so far on unemployment relief programs ending and food relief programs ending. And now, in the absence of new relief from Congress, of which there is no sign, literally, the roof over your head. Here you go.
Right now, landlords nationwide cannot evict people who haven't been able to pay their rent during the crisis. That's thanks to an eviction moratorium put in place by the Centers for Disease Control. But it ends on December 31st. Some estimates have found that between 7 and 14 million people will be at risk of eviction when that happens. The National Low Income Housing Coalition estimates that the cost of evicting these people and the toll on social services could end up being $130 billion. Now, some cities and states have their own eviction bans in place, but others have let theirs expire.
One last pass from Justin Ho now at the economic cliff we are looking at in almost exactly a month if Congress keeps on deciding not to do anything on pandemic relief.
Throughout the pandemic, people with federal student loans haven't had to make payments, and interest hasn't been accruing on those loans. All of that ends on December 31st. Tens of millions of people will be on the hook for payments. A couple other deadlines are coming up at the end of the year. Expanded tax credits for small businesses so they can provide their employees with paid sick leave will expire. And state and local governments have until the end of the year to spend federal money earmarked for COVID-19 expenses. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.